Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN, Top 5-5. You won't believe coming up after 5 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. It's a little something you might want to stay tuned for because it's always entertaining and interesting. And
there's plenty of good audio today, too, to talk about.
Oh, yes.
A lot to pick from.
We had the El Presidente, he hates it when I call him that. Was at the White House today announcing what he was, we're pulling out of Paris.
But we might get back in after we're, you know. So we'll pull out and maybe renegotiate a re-entry.
Which again, I'm telling you something.
It's going to cost you.
It's not going to cost you. It's going to, you know, you'd still end up pregnant. Here is the story that I think is bizarre today, beyond bizarre. Mm. There are a few people in the halls of Congress who would dispute that the most hated man in all of the House and Senate is Ted Cruz. Again, Washington Post story. He has been publicly called a wacko bird, a jackass by senior lawmakers. Fellow Texas Senator Republican John Cornyn said it was a mistake for him to show up at the Republican National Convention last year. Quote, if you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate and the trial was held in the Senate, nobody would convict, said Lindsey Graham.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I knew he wasn't liked on the Hill, but that's quite the statement.
That is true.
That goes out there.
Remember the, but now no lawmaker, Democrat or Republican, has been as outspoken as Al Franken, who in the past few weeks has ripped the junior senator for Texas in a string of media interviews and public appearances. Now, he's been promoting his new book, obviously, Al Franken has, which has an entire chapter detailing his grievances against Ted Cruz.
His personal grievances?
Yes. He says he's a toxic guy who microwaves fish in his office.
Oh, and you can probably smell it down the hall and
dear God.
Everywhere else.
What? That's crazy.
People do that here.
Do they?
What?
People shouldn't even be using microwaves.
First of all.
I don't think that's as bad in the office rules and regulations as when you steal someone else's lunch. When you go in their refrigerator, you take out their Tupperware, you eat their food, and put the Tupperware back in.
Oh, yeah. That's so college.
But it happens.
I'm sorry.
Seen it 100 times.
Someone stole my champagne out of the refrigerator.
Oh, it was so good when it's cold.
I knew it was you. I knew it was you.
Put it on a bucket of ice.
And then someone stole my orange juice.
Really?
Kevin invites a girl to the station.
A mimosa action, you know.
Yeah, a little romantic mimosa.
Let's go use Rose's office. He's got comfortable chairs.
Yeah, very comfy.
I think the girls left the champagne and OJ in the fridge.
Did you steal Anna's escargot out of her Tupperware?
Escargot.
To go with your champagne, my champagne.
It would have been like a vegan sandwich, so you bit into it. You probably would have put it back, and no one would have eaten it.
You could finish this. Here you go.
Yeah, I tried to steal this, but it sucks.
I don't know what this is.
Well, I mean, first of all, The microwaving of anything in the office is bad, right? Unless it's like a prefab meal that isn't going to smell like anything.
What about popcorn? You think that's okay?
Yeah,
it's because it smells good.
Yeah, kind of smells okay. But then people always burn it though, so it always smells like something caught fire in the microwave.
Yeah, but the whole point of having a microwave in an office is so that you could like heat up your lunch, whatever it may be. It might be your leftovers from last night.
I think the microwave should be banned from the office anyway, especially now that Ted Cruz is using it for fish.
Go live in a cave without a microwave.
Well, Violetta's like a heavy anti-microwave in general. I think it depends on where it's located. The one by the newsroom, that's right near where people are walking in and out. We also have a kitchen down the hall, but nobody walks in.
I made my parents get rid of their microwave
in
my house.
Oh, I was gonna say in the restaurant because it might help them.
No, they don't have one.
You have to get rid of this. I don't like it.
What's your issue with the microwave?
It's just not good for you. It takes out all the nutrients out of your food. You're like zapping it. No vitamins left.
If I ever see you using a microwave, think that's,
how am I supposed to make a quick quesadilla? Throw a little cheese on a tortilla.
You just warm up
seconds.
A skillet, and it takes 10 seconds.
You gotta clean the skillet. Nah.
I microwave my donut for 10 seconds.
No, just put on a skillet.
Could you microwave your donut if it had already been in a microwave with fish? That's my question.
No, absolutely not. Fish should be.
You couldn't even eat a donut.
Now that I know Ted Cruz does it, nobody in America should do it.
It's delicious.
Do you heat up queso in that microwave?
You want that fish smell and that fish taste in everything you do. I love, love the taste of fish.
He seems like the kind of guy that microwaves like day-old coffee in the microwave as well. It's been in the pot.
Even the coffee tastes like fish. It's got that delicious kind of, when you take a whiff, ooh, well, that smells like fish.
When you heat it up, it gets the microwave wet, so then it might even drip into your coffee.
Oh, like the
oh, like water wet, vapor. Fishy smelling coffee. Oh, that's my favorite.
Here's Al Franken and Ted Cruz.
I probably like him more than most of my other colleagues like Ted. And I hate him. So, and I think he kind of knows that. He's kind of a toxic guy in an office, the guy who microwaves fish.
Oh.
Oh, yes. And the way it smells, too, the way it tastes. And you get that in the queso. Ever have fish queso?
No, no. Probably not interested in that.
The best is catfish queso. Get all that good, greasy, fishy catfish smell.
I feel like you'd like sardines.
Sardine? Mackerels?
Love it. I make a sardine mustache. Then I go home wearing it.
Stop right there.
I bet his wife kisses him. Ugh.
Yeah, that coat or what?
Yeah, his...
Bring the intern near the microwave?
They never proved that, Kevin Powell.
That was just an Inquirer story, okay? Don't believe what you read in the Inquirer.
Right, which was planted by Donald Trump's campaign, but that's a separate issue.
Totally separate. Well, everyone was talking about covfefe yesterday. Ted Cruz's tweet about it was, covfefe, hard to say, but I hear Al Franken's new book is full of it. Smiley face.
Classic knee slapper.
They don't like each other, these
no,
two.
They, oh. They don't. Anyway, really... I mean, and does anybody like them? I mean, let's just stop and think about it. Al Franken doesn't seem like the warmest human being ever.
No.
But he's so darn funny.
I don't think he's that funny.
I do.
I don't think he was so funny even when he was a comedian. I don't think he was that funny. And I don't think he's that funny now as a senator. And I don't want a funny senator.
I kind of like when he laughs at his own jokes, though.
Okay, what he just said about Ted Cruz is pretty funny.
About the fish.
What's funny about microwave fish? That's a way of life.
Good thing fish can't dribble down your chin like queso, because then we'd have to hear about that.
Oh, yes, it can.
But that taste stays in your mouth forever.
Oh, yes, it does. And then sometimes when you're sucking on your teeth and you get another little piece of that fish coming out, you swallow it real hard.
Something about fish, you're right. There's like a 3-day rule on most meats. You shouldn't kind of keep them past that. I think fish, maybe there's almost like a 1.5-day thing.
It's more like an 8-day rule for me. I like 8-9 days. I like to get it all kind of stanky.
And you can
then put it in the microwave and eat it real, real slow, real hard.
You preserve it in a can of queso, right? Preserves the fish.
I like to leave it out at room temperature. In the office makes everybody really, really enjoy it.
You ever squirt some lemon juice on there?
Don't make this dirty.
How did that make it dirty?
I have no idea.
I thought that was probably the cleanest thing that was said.
I
don't
believe
it today.
Was, yes. All right. I want everybody to...
Calls him smarmy, absolutely toxic coworker. I mean, Al Franken's on a tear.
Yeah, I don't
Sociopath,
know.
Sociopath, another word he used.
John Boehner said the same thing about him. He said we call him Lucifer.
Yeah, Lucifer in the flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, what... I mean, how... And something to recall here. Kellyanne Conway worked for Ted Cruz. And now she works for Donald Trump. After Donald Trump had... Literally, you know, eviscerated Ted Cruz. Such a weird world in Washington.
In politics, sure.
And you know, the president was crowing a little bit today before he pulled out of Paris about his how he's got these, you know, he's got this big ethics, just passed the biggest ethics plan of all times. Mm-hmm. They've just given ethics waivers. This is a story to just clearing right now. They've just given ethics waivers to Kellyanne Conway, so she can go back to her lobbying firm and work with other, while she's working in the White House, mm-hmm. and work with other clients, and to Reince Priebus, so he can go back and work with the RNC while he's working in the White House.
I thought Reince wasn't long for the world of the administration anyway.
You may not, who knows, but you know, they've given over a dozen ethics waivers so that they can continue, so that these are people who are currently working in the White House continuing their lobbying efforts. So when she goes back to her polling firm mm-hmm. and accounting firm, that her access to the president isn't going to be paid for mightily by the clients who now will go into that firm.
Hmm. I thought he was the anti-lobbying president. Isn't that what he ran on?
Yes, I thought he was.
I don't think he likes fish like I do, though. He puts ketchup on his steak, and I think that's disgusting.
He does.
That is disgusting, though.
Thank you, Ted Cruz. Something we all agree with on Ted Cruz.
There's one topic.
All right. Let us find out what's happening on the roadways here with Violetta Powdermedic. Turns out that Violetta Powdermedic does not know what she's talking about.
What do you mean?
She made an argument that the microwave, no one should ever use a microwave.
I still stand by that argument.
But it turns out there's no scientific proof of what you said, that it saps all the nutrients
and in fact,
out of food.
There's a New York Times article I found that says the opposite of that. That it actually keeps more nutrients
Fake
in the
news.
Food.
You're the Donald Trump of microwaves.
No, I just don't use a microwave. Is it that hard to put the food on a skillet?
Forget
Tastes
skillets.
Better.
If I want to make pizza rolls, you know how long it takes to preheat that oven?
Don't eat the pizza roll in the first place.
What? They're delicious. You throw them on a microwave or on a plate in the microwave. Boom, 45 seconds, you're eating pizza rolls.
So I will say, we remodeled my kitchen at home where I live with my parents. And I made them not put in a microwave, and we put in a nice hood, stainless steel, matched the rest of the appliances. I get home one day. It's a movie night. I brought popcorn. And I didn't have a microwave.
Heartbreak City. That's what
that's
you got.
Terrible.
Oh, gosh.
That is. That, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah.
That is one of the most tragic stories I've heard since the water crisis in Central Africa.
I realized, I was like, wow, I guess I could have used at least a little mini microwave somewhere in this kitchen.
Popcorn is tough without a microwave.
Yeah, you throw it in a pot. With
yeah,
oil
right.
I mean, you can do it.
Right,
just,
so I did it. I did it that way, but yeah. It didn't taste the same.
Yeah, it tasted better probably, but that's all right.
Anyway, they're saying the Harvard Education study, some nutrients break down when they're exposed to heat, vitamin C being a clear example of that. So heat in general, overcooking.
Right, in the
like
microwave,
that.
Though, you're cooking for 30 seconds.
It's
so it's
heat
being
it's
heated for less.
It's just,
less amount of time.
I still don't think it's good
right.
for you.
Anyway,
Team microwave.
Point is, you don't know what you're talking about. That's the most important thing that we were able to establish here at this very juncture, that the issue here is that you have no scientific basis for what you speak of, Violetta Powdermedic.
Keep using your microwaves at your own risk.
Yeah. It's a microwave industry.
You know who would
spoken.
Agree with me? Creepy oh. uncle, probably.
Maybe. But he can't hear because he's in tinfoil downstairs right now.
That's
there's
true.
There's no
don't
there's no
tinfoil open. Microwave. That is a fact.
Yes, that's bad. Have you ever done that? That's bad. You watch the sparks go when you're doing
oh,
that.
Oh, right. When you forget there's a little metal in there or something.
Yeah. That's the old microwaves. I think the old microwaves are a little different because you had like a pacemaker walk by the old microwave. You like had a grabber and you were gone. Right? Like back you know back in my day when you would go to the. That was a serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a pacemaker, do not you had to be
you couldn't stand near it
6 feet away from the microwave.
Oh,
to go down the block.
There was like a sign on the microwave at work, right? There was like, if you have a pacemaker, avoid this while it's on.
I think you'd even just to be safe go farther than 6 feet.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
like, Grandpa, get out of the kitchen. I got to microwave my pizza rolls.
Yeah, I know. See, maybe Violetta was worried about the. See, if you'd made the argument, you were worried about the pacemaker.
I still don't
okay.
like microwaves.
All right.
What I don't like is public microwaves because, you know, there's always schmutz in there, you know? There always is.
Especially when I've been doing my sea bass in there.
His 7-day-old sea bass. Just terrible.
That's right. For those who missed it, Al Franken thinks that Ted Cruz is the guy that makes the fish in the microwave in the Senate offices.
And lets it waft down the hall.
I don't. Orange Ruffy's pretty good, but my favorite is smelt.
That just sounds wrong. But I do like smelts. Catfish would be a bad one, I would think. Some over, you know.
Delicious catfish. Just all juicy and gooey and all that fat in the catfish. And also you get that bottom dweller kind of smell, too. So it smells not just like fish, but also smells like feet.
Right. Wouldn't it be interesting if Ted Cruz decided to be on the Food Network for one day? Just kind of co-host with somebody? Giada and Ted.
I think we have just come up with our new bit. Ted Cruz is the celebrity chef of the day on the Food Network.
Microwave it, slather it in queso.
First of all, you got to get the queso all hot and juicy and it's kind of dribbling down your chin. And then you get the fish. You put the fish in the microwave and you just keep microwaving it until it gets steamy and hot and all smelly. then you put the cheese around the smelt. Stick your finger in that smelt. You gotta pull them bones out, you know, and just then you take your finger and you dip it in the queso real deep. And then you stick your finger in that smelt.
Ew.
Are you stuffing the smelt wrong with the cheese?
I'm stuffing that smelt. Stuff that smelt. Oh, it's a bad smelt. Then you put that all back in the microwave one more time for 30 seconds. Just hope that smelt doesn't...
By now, Al Franken's losing his mind. He's like,
you don't
Ted.
Want that smelt exploding all over inside of that microwave, do you? The cheese and the smelt and the bones, and if you didn't get them all out.
Okay.
Ew.
Okay. So that is Ted Cruz on the cooking channel.
If I can't deter people from using a microwave, maybe Ted Cruz can.
I think he might have just done it.
Might have just done it. All right, coming up, a top five and five that you will not believe. And then hopefully the premiere of a new song with Violetta. We'll tell you all about that coming up. But first...